Second half kickoff coming up. Jason Hansen, here's the run up. Sends it on its way. Keyshawn Martin to his left. 6 yard deep coming out. Angling right at the 10. Trying to get outside to the 15. Tackled from behind at the 23 yard line. And that's where the Houston Texans will take over. What'd you see from those first half numbers?
Well, first half numbers, when I look at it, is that the Texans started over 3 on third down conversions. In their last 4, they're 100%. The other thing I look at is 4 of their 9 wins have become 6 or less points, okay? 7 or less. Whereas the Lions are involved, 3 of their 4 wins have come by a total of 11 points. So tight games are not a problem with either of these two teams.
Offset eye on first and 10. Texans from their own 25. Schaub turns, fakes the give, wants to throw, loads up and throws it behind his intended receiver at the 30-yard line, Kevin Walter. That'll bring up second and 10. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and pick up $10 worth of McDonald's Arch cars and enjoy a free medium McCafe for yourself.
Now there's that stretch play, the run action. Stretch play to the right, and Schaub throws back to the left. That play made some hay in the first half. Lions had it covered the second half. Nice adjustment by Gunther Cunningham in the D.
Second and 10. Again, offset eye. This time they shade it to the right side. Deep back Foster. Schaub up under center. Tight end Daniels in motion from right to left. Five-step drop. Schaub wants to throw. Good again. Hit. Going to go down. Engulfed by Cliff Avril. Back inside the 20-yard line and dropped at the 17.
Well, they run a twist game, a line stunt, where Avril starts up the field and Dominican Sue actually takes an outside rush, and it winds up where Avril comes inside of Sue and nobody picked him up. He got a free shot on Schaub and made good with it.
Second sack of the game for Avril. That goes for a loss of 8. It's 3rd and 18.
Now they've got Avril lined up inside and Sue outside.
Four-man front for the Lions. Schaub out of the gun. Schaub goes on the inside handoff to Foster. Look out to the 25 and taken down as he gets out to the 28-yard line. Had some room, but needed a lot of acreage. Finally brought down by Stephen Tulloch, gain of 11. It'll bring up fourth down.
Boy, what about a negative play on defense and how that sets you up?
We see what it does when the Lions are on offense. It works in your favor when you're on defense.
When your defense makes that big play and you create the negative play and you put the other guys behind the down box, they have trouble making first downs too.
Jones to punt it away. Logan back deep for Detroit. Drives it with that left leg. Good punt. Logan back to the 19. First man misses. Back to the 25. Left sideline, gets to the 30 and out to the 32-yard line with a flag down. 53-yard punt, 13-yard return. Let's find out about that flag. Normally this will go against the return team. Stephen Peterman figuring it will. He's already walking back inside the 20-yard line. Here we go.
During the return, illegal block in the back, number 35 of the return team. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Penalty called against Joik Bell. That'll cost the Lions some field position. They lead it 21-14. They've got the ball here in the third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty. Built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on four-drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cap combined with registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
Helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads. No one goes on the field without protection. So why should your wireless lifestyle be without protection? ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
After the penalty, the Lions have it first and 10 at their own 22. Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Kirk Moody from Battle Creek, Michigan. Good luck, Kirk.
Here's the other numbers I was going through. Lions have 18 yards rushing in the first half and 239 passing. That's okay with me. Because they're on top, 21-14, okay?
Scoreboard rules. Here we go. First and 10 Lions. Stafford up under center. Hard count. Looks like the Texans bit. Looked like number 94 was in there early. Antonio Smith.
Encroachment, number 94, defense. Five-yard penalty. Still first down.
That whole idea of those offensive and defensive numbers, sometimes I think people get caught up in, do we have a rushing game? Do the Lions need to have a rushing game? All this other stuff. You know what? From my perspective, it's about production and it's about efficiency. If you're good at throwing the ball, then throw the ball and run when you can. Have the threat there, which they do. But if your personality is to throw and you're successful at it, do it.
Lions go empty on first and five after the penalty. Stafford in the gun. Takes three-man rush. Stafford sets and throws. Got it complete across the 30 to the 31-yard line to Brandon Pettigrew. Got four. It'll bring up second and one. You get these second and one situations, Brandy. Now that playbook is wide open for you.
You know what really helps, too, is first and five. And that gives you the opportunity. You don't have to get 18, 20. You can be patient and get yourself in great position here.
Calvin goes wide right. Kareem Jackson goes out with him. Stafford up under center on second down and one. Lions at their own 31, up 21-14 in the third. Mykael LaShawr, the lone back. Stafford turns, gives it to him. LaShawr tries the right side, got the first down, fighting his way across the 34 to the 35-yard line. Tackled there by Brady James. That's 4 yards and a first down.
The other thing that you look at here early and how Houston is defending the Lions, with Calvin Johnson having 103 yards and 5 catches. That safety up over the top is cheating to his side. So it's a guy on the other side is going to get the man coverage now. And watch out for that guy away from Calvin, maybe getting a little bit more opportunity.
That guy's Brian Rabisky on this play. Into the game for the Lions on first and 10. They keep it on the ground. LaShawr running left, and he's not going to get anything. He'll lose a yard back to the 34-yard line. Connor Barwin was there waiting for him. Nice job by the Texans to just string that out. And Barwin takes him down at the 34. It'll be second and 11 coming up.
Now the matchup with Barwin and Heller just isn't going to work there because Barwin was able to take the block of Heller, basically defeated at the line of scrimmage and make a play wide.
Second down and 11. Scheffler in. He goes slot to the right side. No backs. Lions go empty. Stafford in the gun. Two receivers left, two right. Second and 11, four-man front for the Texans. Stafford takes, the rush is four. Stafford sets and throws, got a complete Pettigrew with it out to the 40-yard line. Picks up six on the play. Glover Quinn drops him there. It'll bring up third down and five. Fifth catch of the day for Brandon Pettigrew. He's got 58 yards.
And, you know, so far one of the big questions in this game, Dan, from the opening get-go, Jeff Back is not playing. How's Riley Reiff going to do? We haven't called his name a lot. And usually that's the best sign that an offensive lineman is doing pretty well when you don't mention him, especially in pass situations.
The Lions 5 out of 8 on third down, looking at a third and 5 here from their own 40. They lead it 21-14. Stafford takes with time. Sets, throws, got it complete. It is caught by Broyles. Slipped to tackle. Broyles left side inside the 50 and down in Texan territory to the 47-yard line. Bruce McCain had a shot at him, and it would not have been a first down, but Broyles is able to stay on his feet and picks up 13.
Again, McCain is in there for Jonathan Joseph, who is their starter, who's inactive today. The key to this whole thing is the Lions, I think their passing game is clicking, and that to me is a first down play, and they should stay with the pass.
They go straight to the line. And they give it to Kevin Smith, who tries the left side. Didn't get much. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Maybe a yard. Ryan Broyles today, 3 catches for 75 yards for the Lions. Mike Thomas has a touchdown. They try to fill in for Titus Young out for disciplinary reasons.
Well, and the other thing is in regards to the passing game, the running game. Last week, the Texans gave up a huge number of passing yards. Justin Blackman, the rookie, had a career-high 236. So if they've been struggling against the pass, and if I'm the Lions, that's where I'm going to stay, in the air.
1 yard on that first down run, 2nd and 9. The Lions go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Looking at a four-man Houston front. Stafford takes, sets and throws. Got a complete, caught by Broyles. Dives inside the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. Tackled there by Sharpton and McCain. But that's a gain of 7. It'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Give the Lions credit in their offensive game plan today, too, Matt. Dan, they're giving Matthew Stafford the check down guy. They're giving him the quick throw. If the pressure, he feels it, they got a guy open, or they got a guy somewhere where he can unload it and get positive yards and avoid sacks.
3rd and 2, the Lions trying to keep this drive alive, try to get 2 scores up in this game. They lead it 21-14. Stafford directing traffic out of the gun. He's got Kevin Smith to his left. He takes, looks right, throws right. Got a man out there, caught. Calvin Johnson inside the 35 and down to the 33, where he's run out of bounds by Kareem Jackson. 6-yard gain and a first down.
You want to know about accuracy and throwing the ball? He was well covered, Calvin Johnson was. There wasn't much of a window there at all. And I mean, Matthew Stafford put it right on a dime on that outcap. Away from the defender, allowed Calvin to extend his arms and make the catch right before he got out of bounds.
Stafford 5 out of 5 on this drive. 1st and 10 Lions from the Texan 33. Stafford takes inside handoff. Kevin Smith got room. Kevin down to the 30. Loses his footing and spins down to the 28-yard line. Looked like he tried to make a cut that time. Just couldn't get the right plant. Ends up picking up 5. It'll be 2nd and 5.
To me, that's the great way to run this offense is you make the pass, set up the run. I mean, there they were split, 3 wide, shotgun, 1 back. And that back is usually your 3rd down back, Kevin Smith. You hand it to him on a draw and you make yardage.
Give him 6 on that 1st down run, 2nd down and 4. Lions scrimmage from the Texan 27. They lead it by 7, looking for more. Stafford turns, gives Smith again over the left side. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Whitney Mercellus there to take him down. That'll bring up 3rd down now and 4 to go. 7:40 to go, 3rd quarter, clock moving. Lions up 21-14. He actually lost one on that play. They'll move it back to the 28. Bring up a 3rd and 5. What you don't want to do here is take a sack. Stafford sends 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. He'll operate out of the gun. Stafford looking over the defense. Now he takes, looks, throws. And his receiver, Brandon Pettigrew, cut in. Stafford threw out, and that'll bring up 4th down.
That's one of those where, again, you don't expect in game 10 of the season that you're going to be off the same page. And yet, Pettigrew broke that ball in. Stafford was throwing it to him out. Now you're going to have to go to Jason Hansen, because Pettigrew could have made that catch if both of them are on the same page, breaking inside.
Hansen on, trying to extend the Lion lead to 10. Had a little jawing after that play between Dominic Raiola and J.J. Watt. Lions are late getting some personnel on the field here, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. Boy, you hate that. Late getting personnel out on the field, and with the play clock down to 4, they have to burn a timeout. So Hanson with a field goal attempt coming up. He'll have to wait. It is 21-14. Lions on top, trying to get up by 10 if Jason can send it through. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at AdamDivorceLaw.com.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
All right, out of the timeout, the Lions get set for a field goal attempt by Jason Hansen here. Line of scrimmage, the 28. Nick Harris will kneel down at the 36, making this a 46-yard attempt. Hash mark left side. Hansen, 20 out of 22 on the year. He's ready. Good snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. And the Lions extend their lead. And with that, we go to Kicks for College, brought to you by the University of Toledo. For every Lions field goal of 45 yards or more, $300 will be deposited to the University of Toledo Scholarship Fund. The University of Toledo, turning dreams into jobs. The Lions lead it 24-14 here in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers, and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Lions lead it by 10, 24-14 here with 7:03 to go, third quarter. Jason Hansen set to kick it back after a 12-play, 50-yard drive that took 6:20 off the clock. Ended with a Jason Hansen 46-yard field goal. Keyshawn Martin back deep for Houston. Here comes the run-up and the kick by Jason. Sends it on its way. Short kick will be returnable. Johnson at the four, left side. Trying to get left sideline, and he's hit and dropped short of the 20. Nice work on special teams by Ashley Palmer to drive him out at the 19-yard line. Back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update, and Dan Hasty.
Thank you very much, Dan Miller. Keeping an eye inactive for 4 p.m. with Dallas and Washington. Washington waiting to get word on Pierre Garçon, who's missed 6 games this year. Optimistic he can go. Will test his sore foot on that Cowboy Stadium turf. Also a report on an inactive for Sunday's Vikings-Bears game. Percy Harvin did not practice, will not play this weekend. We'll get you back out to Ford Field. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstander.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Justin Forsett in the back as Matt Shaw brings him to the line. First and 10 from their own 19. Schaub takes, turns, fakes the give to Forsett, rolls to the right, sets up, throws deep. There's a lion out there. It's knocked up in the air and incomplete, intended for Kevin Walter. And Eric Coleman was out there with a chance at it, but it caromed and almost came down to Chris Houston, but he couldn't haul it in. Boy, that's just a lollipop thrown up for grabs, and Houston knows he should have had that one.
Yep, and that's the play that they made a big play on earlier in the game, and it came off the hard run fake on the stretch play. But this time again, the Lion defense has adjusted. They were ready for it.
Forsett the deep back in an offset eye, second and 10. Schaub from behind center turns, gives to Forsett. Cutback lanes there for him as he gets to the 26-yard line. Drop there. Is he still up? They're saying the play's still alive, and he's running down the field to the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown. He was hit by Eric Coleman and Lewis Delmas, but the whistle never blew.
I think his knee was down after contact. That's got to be him down. Gain
of 5. His forearm's down. He's down.
Absolutely.
That's coming back. That's coming back. Jim Schwartz has already thrown the red flag. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But here's the bad part about that, Dan. Jim Schwartz is forced to throw the flag on it, okay?
He doesn't have to throw the flag because all scoring plays are reviewed.
That's true. Okay, now you're right. But if it weren't that way, and then his challenges are over.
His forearm is down. His knee is down.
The result of the play is a touchdown. The play is not reviewable by Detroit.
But
there'll be a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff, but the play is not reviewable. Touchdown.
The play will be looked at upstairs. They review all scoring plays. This will come back. This touchdown will not stand. All scoring plays are reviewed. Now, this penalty will go against the Lions. This will be a 15-yard penalty against Detroit. This scoring play will not count. The crowd's going nuts. Walt Coleman didn't do a particularly good job of explaining that.
He did not. And clearly, you can see on the replay that his elbow and forearm is down. His knee is down. There's got to be this play overturned by the replay official. And he will contact the referee, Walt Coleman, downstairs, because as Dan said, all scoring plays are reviewed.
They can't. We're getting word that they can't review it. All scoring plays are looked at.
What's the deal on that? I don't understand this.
Maybe once he throws the red flag, it's over. Because he was certainly down. This shouldn't be a touchdown. We'll get some clarification on this. The extra point is up and good. It definitely was not a touchdown. He was down. But maybe they're saying that once, in fact, the Lions threw the flag, the play was over. We'll have to get some clarification on this because it's a big play. And instead of being down 10, Texans are down 3. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and Internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Downhill kayaking, synchronized fishing, moose wrestling. These are not good ideas, but they do speak to something very important to us at Columbia Sportswear, innovation. We're constantly inventing new ways to keep you dry, comfortable, and protected in the outdoors. And that's why we like to encourage new ideas, even bad ones. Because when you get right down to it, we're a company built on ideas. But mostly the idea that you should get out there and enjoy the great outdoors every chance you get. Come see what's new from Columbia Sportswear at Dunham Sports.
Get in the game.
Today's second quarter, Michigan made business is Bell Tire, where you'll always get the lowest tire price, period. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Now, what we're hearing, and we still need to confirm this, is once the Lions challenged that and the penalty was called on Detroit because you can't challenge a scoring play, it's not reviewable.
Boy, is that dumb.
It's embarrassing for the NFL is what it is, but we are where we are. And with the kickoff moved up, Graham sends it through the back of the end zone, and the Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20.
So a scoring play is always reviewable in the National Football League unless the coach throws a red review flag or a challenge flag prior to the play being reviewed. Is
that
correct?
That's what we're getting. If Jim Schwartz had not thrown that, because Schwartz walked up and down the sideline and said to folks, my fault, my fault. If he had not done that, by all accounts, that would have been reviewed, and there's no touchdown. I mean, it's an embarrassment for the National Football League.
It is.
It cancels the review when Schwartz throws the red flag. I mean, you got everybody in the world watching this game. It's the only game on, at least in the United States, for NFL football. And the NFL is going to sit on one like that. That's brutal. Here we go. First and 10 Lions from their own 20. They go with the end around. They give it to Mike Thomas, 25. Mike Thomas, 30. Mike Thomas spun out of bounds to the 33-yard line by Daryl Sharpton. 13-yard gain and a first down.
So basically a missed call is made whole and right by a rule in the National Football League. That's just unbelievable. The call was wrong, but it's going to stay wrong because of another rule. That doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I would think it's something they need to look at because you'd like to get it right. That's what replay is all about,
exactly.
Is getting it right.
Get it right.
Give them 14 yards on the first down run. First and 10, Lions now from the 34. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Four-man rush. Stafford looks right, throws right. Got Calvin. Threw it behind him. Incomplete at the 50. Calvin had come open right at midfield. Stafford threw it behind him. Calvin couldn't hang on. It'll be second and 10.
That's one of those plays, again, where Calvin is making a break prior to the ball being thrown, and Matthew's got to throw it to a spot, and he just threw it to a spot behind Calvin on his back hip.
Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Well, you got a call that goes against you and a rule that doesn't make sense, but you got to hitch up your big boy pants and make something happen. Lions lead it by three. They've got the ball. Second and 10 now. From their own 34.
I like it when you say big boy pants.
Stafford takes, sets and throws. Wide open middle of the field, but incomplete. Brandon Pettigrew had come open. Stafford had some pressure and threw it a little bit high for Pettigrew. Might have been tipped at the line.
Well, I think the other thing
just is, incomplete.
Again, Matthews got an open blitzer coming right in his face over to the right as they came off the edge. And he's actually throwing that ball a little bit early.
Third down and 10 for the Lions from their own 34. They are 7 for 11 on third down today. Kevin Smith into the game. He splits out to the right side. Stafford out of the gun on third and 10. Houston shows four down linemen. They bring the blitz as well. Stafford deep drop, sets and throws, knocked down at the line and incomplete. J.J. Watt got a hand on it. The Lions are going to have to punt it away.
How many passes does Watt knock down a game?
A lot.
A bunch. He's so good playing with his head up. He sees that quarterback cock his arm. He comes off his pass rush and tries to find a passing lane, gets his hands up to knock it down.
So on fourth and 10, the Lions will punt it away. Keyshawn Martin back deep. Nick Harris gets set, got the football. Drives it with pressure coming on him. Martin backs up, takes it at the 26, tries to get to the right sideline. And is sent out of bounds and gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line. So 41-yard punt, 7-yard return. The Lions now holding on to a 3-point lead after controversy here at Ford Field. 5:36 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Announcing the first ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale. This Friday only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. save $50 off a set of four new tires installed. If you need tires, get them on Black Friday and get the lowest tire price, period. Plus an extra $50 off a set of four new passenger or light truck tires. Save on top brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. All at the lowest tire price, period. And an extra $50 off during our one-day-only 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Black Friday sale. Plus, our Bell Tire installation package includes services others can't offer at any price, like free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, and more. Don't miss Bell Tire's first-ever Black Friday sale, the lowest tire price, period. Plus, an extra $50 off a set of any four tires. Friday only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., only at Bell Tire.
Tomorrow only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., don't miss the first-ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale, where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. only.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah! I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate. Woo! Going to celebrate with some Crown.
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
All right, back at Ford Field. Houston's got it now, down three, first and 10 from their own 33. This crowd is fired up. Shaw takes the snap, turns, gives to Foster. He's got a cutback lane to the 38, to the 40-yard line. And take it down there. So just to make sure everybody understands what happened, Arian Foster took the handoff, was not ruled down by contact, even though he was, scored a touchdown. The Lions knew that he was. Jim Schwartz threw a challenge flag. Check it, it was Justin Forsett who scored the touchdown. Jim Schwartz threw a challenge flag. Once that challenge flag goes out, which is illegal and a penalty, there is no review on the scoring play. Foster trying to get outside now. He does, slips to the 50, and is taken down there after a first down. Lewis Delmas makes the tackle after a 10-yard gain. So once Jim Schwartz throws that flag, the normal review of a scoring play is not allowed. So Jim Schwartz has to know that rule and can't throw that flag, but that's also a rule that the league has to look at.
The league has to change because a wrong play, a guy that was down was just allowed to score a touchdown and make it count because of basically a clerical error. And then I don't think that's too big a cost.
Offset eye power right. First and 10, Houston from midfield. Schaub takes on the end around, gives it to Keyshawn Martin. Martin being chased by Eric Coleman, gets by him at the 40. Down to the 35 and in Lion territory at the 33-yard line, forced out by Drayton Florence. 17-yard gain. If Coleman makes the play, it's maybe 2 yards.
Well, this is what Houston does. I mean, getting back to the football game, despite the awful circumstances regarding Houston's last score, this is what Houston does. They run the football. They have run it with Foster now. They have run it on a reverse. They will give you action. Now is when they will run action and sell the run hard and try to get somebody deep.
First and 10. Houston's got 159 yards on the ground today. Schaub takes, gives to Forsett. Flag down, plays dead. Willie Young and Forsett mix it up after the play. We'll hear from Walt Coleman, our referee.
Full start, number 82, offense. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Penalty called against Keyshawn Martin. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park Official, parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. That'll move the line of scrimmage back to the 37. It'll be first and 15 from there. 3:50 to go third quarter. Clock moving. They break the huddle. Schaub brings him to the line. Eye formation behind him. Two receivers to the right side. It's Carey in front of Forsett. Now Walter goes in motion right to left. Schaub wants to throw, setting up a screen, being chased, and he just throws it away, incomplete. Ndamukong Suh that time, bringing all sorts of heat on Schaub, who was waiting for the screen to develop, but the Lions had it read. It'll be second and 15.
Well, Nick Fairley did a great job of reading the play, and he was standing right next to Forsett. And Schaub had to throw it at his feet. He did, and Fairley made Forsett make sure that Forsett wasn't going to catch it as he threw him to the ground.
Arian Foster back in for Houston on second and 15. Schaub will work from the gun. Sends two receivers to the left side. His tight end Daniels tight to the line right side. Schaub takes, sets, and throws middle of the field. Incomplete. Houston wants a flag. Not going to get it. Ricardo Silva there to knock it away from Andre Johnson.
There is no flag deserved there, because what was Silva doing, Dan?
Going for the ball.
He was playing the ball. He's got every right to that ball when it's in the air as the receiver. And he was playing the ball. Contact was made, but he got a hand on it, and that's a good defensive play.
It is third and 15. This crowd is standing and making noise. Houston, 4 out of 8 on third down today. The Lions leading by 3, trying to hang on. Schaub out of the gun, takes the snap. They set up a receiver screen to Martin, right side. Martin's hit as he gets inside the 30 and dropped at the 27, short of the first down by Nick Fairley. That'll bring on the field goal unit, Shane Graham. Got 11 on the play. They needed 15, so it's 4th and 4. This will be a 45-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark right side for Shane Graham. 18 of 22 this year. He has had one blocked. Lions shuffling around on defense. They run a man in late, Drayton Florence. There's the kick. It's on the way. It is up, and Shane Graham, the veteran, sends it through. And we are now tied 24-24 with 2:36 to go, third quarter.
Hey, everybody. Lions all-inclusive single-game suite rentals are still available for this season. Lions still have a good home schedule left. And then that includes the December 22nd game versus the Falcons. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering package and VIP parking. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012 to get information on the all-inclusive single-game suite rentals.
So what was once a 10-point lead has now been erased. Tie game here at Ford Field, 2:36 to go in the third. If you're a player out on that field, Brandy, you got to feel like you were on the wrong end of a rough call, but you got to find some way to get it back together and get back to playing the kind of football that allowed you to go up by 10.
Will you let me say one more thing about that?
Sure, you're free to say
whatever
you'd like.
Okay.
Yes.
We've talked about how Jim Schwartz should know the rule, and you're right, you should. And it's a weird rule that a play that shouldn't be a touchdown is ruled a touchdown. Let's remember one other thing about it. The officiating crew missed that call.
Yeah, they did. They missed a man who had his knee down and his forearm down.
That might get lost in all of the other stuff, but fact of the matter is, it doesn't happen if those guys make the right call.
Here comes the run-up and the kick by Graham. Good kick. We'll send Logan to his right, 6 yards deep. They'll take a knee, and the Lions take a touchback. First and 10 at their own 20 coming up. Houston comes in tied for the best record in the NFL, 9-1, just like the Atlanta Falcons. You can hear behind me, this crowd's not happy, but I'm not going to change what happened in that third quarter. Good teams deal with stuff like that. You know what? Somewhere along the line, you're going to get a call that's going to go against you. It can't be an excuse for what happens at the end. You got to move on. 21-21. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun on first and 10. 24-24 is our score. Stafford looking over that defense. Houston sends three. Stafford Cox sets. Now he throws. Gets it out to Pettigrew at the 25-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. Lions wanted a late hit, not going to get it, and it's getting touchy out there. Darryl Sharpton and Gosder Sherrill is shoving back and forth. Wow. Nose to nose.
They've got to blow the whistle, these officials do. When you've got you know, this is where I don't understand.
That would be the problem on the running play. They
didn't
blow the
whistle. But here's what I don't understand. They talk about getting a hit in a defenseless receiver. How about if Brandon Pettigrew is being stood up by two guys tackling him, and a third guy comes in and rips him? Isn't that a defenseless receiver? But that's kind of what Houston did there.
Second and five Lions from their own 25. Inside handoff, LeSueur. He's got the first down across the 30. Carrying tacklers out to the 32 for a 7-yard gain and a first down. Down to 1:40 to go in the third. Clock moving. Michael LeSueur today, 11 carries for 27 yards and a touchdown. Lions break the huddle and come to the line. Calvin Johnson, Ryan Broyles left, Mike Thomas right. Stafford out of the gun. He's got LeSueur to his right. Pettigrew tight to the line, left side. Stafford takes, blitz comes, Lions pick it up. Now Stafford throws, got it to Broyles, makes the catch, across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Bruce McCain makes the stop. That's a nice play by McCain, because if he doesn't tackle Broyles, he's running for a while.
Exactly, because it's three receivers out, all man-to-man, and they bring a safety out of the secondary to rush. And Stafford gets rid of it, gains four, but it's better than a sack, losing 10.
Second down and six for the Lions from their own 36. Tie game here on Thanksgiving Day at Ford Field. Stafford leans in, takes the football, setting up a screen, throws, got it to LeSueur, and he's got room. LeSueur 40, LeSueur 45, sidesteps the tackler and into Texan territory with a flag down at the 47-yard line, and this could be against Brandon Pettigrew. 17-yard gain, how much of it will stand?
Number 87, offense. 10-yard penalty.
Well, there's no question that's the correct call. Pettigrew got a piece of the defender in the back. No question of the call is correct. The thing is that Brandon didn't need to throw the block. He could have let LeSueur get what he could with his feet. It would have been a first down.
It is from the spot, so they will back it up, and it won't be a first down. Instead, though, there will be some yardage that's gained off the play. It'll be second down and three. Second down and three, Lions at their own 39. Joik Bell into the game, next to Stafford, who's in the gun. 10 seconds to go here in the third. Inside handoff goes to Bell. He's got the first down, spins out of a tackle to the 40. Midfield, Bell carrying tacklers inside the 40, inside the 35, and down to the 34-yard line. Joik Bell running like a man and picking up 27 yards. How about that?
Great blocking up front, too.
First run over 20 yards of the season for the Lions, and it comes for the young man from Wayne State. How about that run?
Rayola with a key block got to the linebacker and got him to the second level.
End of the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth in a 24-24 game. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Announcing the first ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale. This Friday only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Save $50 off a set of four new tires installed. If you need tires, get them on Black Friday and get the lowest tire price, period. Plus an extra $50 off a set of four new passenger or light truck tires. Save on top brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. All at the lowest tire price, period. And an extra $50 off during our one-day-only 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Black Friday sale. Plus, our Bell Tire installation package includes services others can't offer at any price, like free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, and more. Don't miss Bell Tire's first-ever Black Friday sale, the lowest tire price, period. Plus, an extra $50 off a set of any four tires. Friday only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., only at Bell Tire.
Tomorrow only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., don't miss the first-ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale, where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. only.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business. and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank. Member FDIC.